tranquil, beautiful blue. That music was blue. Could you hear the blue in that music? This is Vocal Profiling Live. And this is a show where we take a sample of your voice, subject it to our magic computer program, and we can tell a lot about you, from your personality to your muscles to your nutrition, what's going on, what you think. We can predict a lot of things about your body and what's going to happen to it. Excuse me. Today we're going to be talking about back pain, and we're going to be giving away a product that we've created here at Sound Health Research called the Little Back Box. It was designed to eliminate back pain. The value of that giveaway is $269, so we're going to tell you a little bit more later about how you can place yourself in a position to win the Little Back Box. We have a questionnaire for you to fill out. It takes about 2 minutes, so that means you're going to be making about $130 an hour if you fill out this questionnaire and send it back to us. I'm here with Nikki and Bailey. They're going to be co-hosting tonight and filling in for Tall Blonde Heather, who's been iced in. Her road's totally been closed. She can't get out of her house. But thank you, Nikki and Bailey, for being with us. And Nikki, you've helped out with other shows, haven't you?
Yes.
Bailey, you've never been with us.
Never.
No, we just coerced you into doing this evening because we needed you here for some information. Nikki, you've been with us when we've talked about therapy kinds of things and personality, but have you ever been with us when we were talking about the vocal profiling for, like, pain and things like that?
No, I don't believe I have.
Have you ever used the back pain box that we have?
Yes, I have, and I've allowed other people to use my back box, and they have found relief. I, as a female, at a certain time of the month, experience minor back pain, and I use the back box at that time, and it relieves that pain when I'm able to sleep at night. I also use it after I sleep funny, I believe, and in the morning I have a little pain in my back, and so I listen to the box on my way to work, and which I'm not supposed to do, and it, by the time I get here, my pain is relieved, and I'm ready to go on with my day.
The people who borrow your back box, why are they borrowing it?
Just minor back pain, and, you know, people see me listening to a box, and they're like, what do you hear? And so I let them use it. Sometimes it's hard to get back. sometimes you got to knock on their door and say, hey, come on, I need that back. And we also give people boxes to listen to when we're doing, when you do a workshop or a presentation, at the beginning we hand out two boxes to people who are experiencing back pain and then ask them intermittently how it's working, and 99.9% of the time their pain is relieved within 5 to 10 minutes. And we try to give them to give the box to someone else to listen to, but a lot of times they won't. They refuse.
Do you have to chase them down to get the back box back?
Yes, we just got back from a Health Freedom Expo in Austin, Texas, and a lady in the crowd, I had to kind of follow her out the door to get our box back. I was like, ma'am, please. She didn't want to give it up.
We did your vocal print a little bit before the show, and found out that you had less strength in your upper back and that your lower back was really carrying a lot of the responsibility, and it was too high. So we could see that from your vocal print, and we'd like to invite you guys to call us tonight about your back pain. We want to know how you came about the pain, if you've ever used any of these back boxes. The call-in number in U.S. and Canada is 888-228-4494. Worldwide is 877-486-6350. There's a direct line, 530-776-5154. And if you didn't follow, All right. Seth, can you help us out? Can you put caller on line one? Can you put them on?
Hello?
Hello? Who do we have
Hello?
On line? Hello?
This is
You're
Jeff
on
Lloyd.
Hi, Jeff.
This is Jeff, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm great. We were going to call you a little bit later in the show, but this is great. I know you've used a Backbox. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about your experience?
Oh, yes. It's an ongoing experience. It seems like every time I talk to you, I'm standing in a parking lot outside, and here I am. I came for your sound health classes. I think this was in May this year. And during the course of that experience, my back started to bother me again. I had already had debilitating back problems and had spent about 10 days in the hospital, about 2 months on morphine, left laying flat on my back, and was on back on my feet. But I started experiencing the back pain after sitting for extended periods of time. And when I came into the class one day, my back was bothering me, and I asked you if you had anything to do that you could do about that, and you mentioned the back box, and you let me try it, and within about 30 seconds, the pain was gone from my back. And I have not had a serious problem with my back since.
And you only used it once?
Well, I used it that once, and the crazy thing about it was that, unlike anything else that I'd ever done, including, visits to the chiropractor and, serious pharmaceutical drugs and, other methods of dealing with the pain, in all those other cases, the pain was always still there, you know, and I had to be very careful about how I moved, and I had to, It just felt like the pain was, somewhat relieved or masked by substances. And in this case, the pain was actually gone, which led me to wonder if it had actually been there. But I knew, and I remembered, that I had woke up in the morning with my back bothering me, and that I thought about what a problem it would be if I was to have to go to an emergency room and get some kind of drugs to deal with the pain. But the pain just wasn't there anymore. About a week ago, I guess it was, my back was starting to bother me. I was having to do a lot of driving. And I listened to the back box maybe for a couple of minutes in the morning, one morning when I woke up with my back bothering me, and the pain just went away. And I haven't been having a problem with my back.
Jeff, that's just too hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I mean, it's phenomenal in my experience. How do I explain it? Well, I know something about the technicalities of how it works. The frequencies that are programmed into the back box they correspond with the muscles along my spine. And when I listen to those frequencies, to those low frequency tones, and the back box cycles through them, and each one of those tones corresponds to a muscle along my spine, and I don't know what it's doing to the muscle. I can't explain, but somehow, for some reason, it's working those muscles out so that rather than killing the pain, like so many things do, it seems to actually work on the muscle or help the muscle to work itself into a better condition, and the pain goes away. Does that sound right?
We don't know either. We just know we have results, and people who are in pain don't care how we did it. They just like the results. Jeff, was this originally an injury? How'd you hurt your back? Or what happened?
I've had some problem with my lower back in the past, and it was probably from lifting too much weight, and sitting too much. But I think it was really stress related. I think it was my body telling me that I had to stop, because I was going too far, too much of the time and too fast, and I just needed to slow down, and my body finally said to me, stop. And so when I did, you know, and this goes back to several months before I tried the back box, what I ended up doing was just laying on my back. My hospital experience was horrible, and the drugs that they put me on when they released me from the hospital were horrible. I mean, I wouldn't give them to a rabid dog. And so, and that was one of the reasons why I came to Sound Health for your training, was because I'd pretty much given up hope with the in the medical establishment. And after, you know, reading the information on your website, felt like you had a viable alternative, and I wanted to find out about it, not just for myself, but for a lot of other people that I know that are ailing. And everybody that I've been working with has had a positive response, whether it's back problems or asthma or even depression. Well, my wife woke up, she called me on the phone this morning. I was at the office, I had to leave for Tucson. She called me on the phone, she said her back was really bothering her and that she was having to lay down, and I said, listen to the back box. So she did, and when I got home tonight, she was telling me that it had worked probably 60% to reduce the pain in her back. So she's, you know, and besides that, other sound presentation has helped her immensely. So the back box is great, and, you know, the whole program is, I'm here to say that it's just working wonders and is well worthwhile, even if we weren't working with other people.
You have a practice in Tucson?
No, I work in Nogales, Arizona. I'm an architect.
No, I mean your sound practice you're talking about.
I'm working out of my house in Nogales.
Do you want to give a number or a website where people can get in touch with you?
I think I'm listed on the Sound Health. Yeah, you could call me at 520-287-5547.
So anybody in your area who wants to work on anything bioacoustic. Did your chiropractor tell you what vertebrae was in stress?
No, he didn't really. When I went to him with that problem, he must have worked on me. He didn't work directly on me for 3 hours, but he had me on a vibrating table, you know, that was massaging my back, and he used electrodes to run electricity through the muscles at the base of my spine. When I was in the hospital, they did an MRI on me, and tell you the truth, I don't remember which vertebrae it was, but there was a disc that was swollen. But you know what the doctors said? The doctors said that there's nothing in our examination of you and of our testing of you that corresponds to the kind of pain that you're claiming to have.
Were they calling you a liar?
Well, I'm not in so many words, but it was kind of implied that that was the case, you know, or a malingerer, you might say. I could not sit in a chair, Sherry. The only way I was comfortable was laying flat on my back on a hard floor with my feet up on a stool, and that's the way I laid during the day, and that's the way I slept.
Good grief. How much money do you think you spent trying to get your back back in shape in conventional medicine terms?
Well, I know that the bill to the insurance company I was in the hospital for 10 days. I was on IV morphine. They ran me up on a drug called Neurontin. Whoever makes Neurontin should be in prison. And when they released me, like I said, they released me on 9 different drugs. some of which were not supposed to be taken together, by the way, and the bill to the insurance company for that experience was $17,000.
Were you some kind of zombie when they let you out?
Oh, zombie is hardly the word for it.
And withdrawing from the drugs was one of the worst
experiences I've ever had.
Nikki's asking how much you paid for your prescriptions per month. For all these 9 drugs you were on.
I don't know. But
how
they
much
weren't,
did you...
they weren't cheap. The hospital bill was $17,000.
How much is a back box, Jeff?
You know what, Sherry? I don't know. I think it's about $250. Am I right? $300?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. And that's the crazy thing about it, you know? I mean, and how would I know? Except that my friend Will, who, you know, I'm partnered up with him, and we're working with vocal profiling and sound presentation, and, you know, he's the one who turned me on to it. He'd been studying vibrational medicine for many years, and my wife and I had been, we'd been studying alternative medicine, too, and really being very careful with anything having to do with the allopathic medical establishment, you know, because she had gone through an experience with her neck too that lasted over a year, and now she's sold on sound health big time. You know, it's working for her, it's working for my daughter. It's working for several of our daughters. Our one daughter, she was on antidepressants. She's been able to get off of those entirely. I mean, it's really working for us.
Do you think
This is
freedom. This is health freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, you know. It really is. You know, up until the experience with the back box, I was a regular visitor of the chiropractor. We've got a good chiropractor in town. And in fact, if you were to ask me, I would tell you that my chiropractor was my primary health provider. And until this back problem happened, and he couldn't help me. I mean, he worked his whatever off trying to fix my back, and he couldn't nail it, you know. And I think really that the problem was that I needed to stop. I had to my body told me stop, and that's what I had to do. But then stopping didn't really make the pain go away, and the back box did.
Do you abuse yourself now that you have a back box?
No, I don't abuse myself now. I mean, if you ask my wife, she'd say, oh, you're getting right back into the same routine. But I've changed a lot about the way I work and about, you know, the kind of work that I accept and the kind of pace that I set for myself. And I'm taking better care of myself, I think.
Okay, so you have to use the back box more than once?
No, I wouldn't say. Oh, I have used the back box more than once, but I would say, you know, I like listening to the tones. I haven't gotten to a point where I don't like the tones of the back box, which probably means something. But you know, and I don't think it's a bad idea to use it for preventive help, you know.
I use it in the same context someone would use a heating pad.
You use yours like a heating pad?
Yeah.
Jeff, what would you do if somebody told you couldn't have your back box?
I wouldn't be happy about that. No, I'd. I don't know what I'd do, Sherry. I'd be upset.
Would
you fight you over it? Yeah, I might fight you over it. And you know, the thing is that it isn't just for me. It's just to have it available for other people too. you know. And I've got one guy here. I need to send an order into you for another back box because I've got a guy here, and I told him about Sound Health. And before the conversation was over, he was ready to get on an airplane and fly to Ohio for the training.
That's great. Send him on over.
Well, I know. I think it's more likely that his daughter or son-in-law will come and be involved.
Isn't it the greatest thing? Me and Bailey are so lucky. We have the best jobs ever because we get a renewed excitement every time somebody feels better. They come into our research institute and you can see the pain on their faces. You can see how bad they feel. And by the time they leave here, they're smiling and they're happy. And it's like when your baby hits a milestone and giggles and talks and says, Mom. It's that kind of excitement every time we see somebody feel better.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, I think the process is a lot of it. I've actually had somebody come around and didn't have time to stay for sound presentation, and they still felt better when they left. Hello?
Yes, we hear you. I'm
just
trying to time what's going on here because it seems like there's a little bit of lag by the time you hear me.
I really appreciate
you calling in, and I very much like the fact that we were able to help you. Thank you for the plug Thank you about the plug for classes. We want everybody to join our classes because we really consider this health freedom. Now, for people out there listening, it doesn't always happen this quick for somebody as it did for Jeff, but you should have been in class that day and saw the amazement on his face. He did not believe what was happening.
No, you're right. That's very true.
So what we're trying to say is this little back box works. Jeff, we are going to do a survey, and you're welcome to join this survey, so maybe you can win another little back box. We want people to write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, and we're going to give you another way to do that in a second. But tell us about your back pain. Tell us how much you've spent trying to get rid of your back pain over the last year or so, how your back pain came about, and what you would be willing to pay. It's supposed to be vocalprofiling@gmail.com. I just gave the wrong address. Well, there's two. That radio vocal profiling would get to me, but they're warning me here. It's vocalprofiling@gmail.com. That's Google Mail, gmail.com. But we're going to give you some different ways to get to it. So if you'll write us a bit about your back pain, Jeff, we'll put you in the pot.
Great.
And if we get at least 200 people writing to us about this survey, that is our goal, 200 people. Then we're going to put everybody's name who answered the questions correct, or not correctly, there's no correct, but answered all the questions. That makes them eligible for the drawing, and we're going to give away a back box. And as you've heard from Jeff, this stuff works.
Yes,
thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate it, and please join
Sherry.
In the survey. You can listen.
All right.
Well, you're on your cell phone, so hold on a second. Bailey, tell them how else they can enter this. You have the survey posted someplace.
The survey is posted on Nutrasounds.com under the media link and also on BBS Radio under Vocal Profiling Live and...
The show information.
Yeah, show information.
So you'd go to bbsradio.com, go to Station 2, and then down to Thursday at 9 o'clock, and there's the Vocal Profiling Live, and just tap on Show Information. And there is a survey there if you want to fill it out. But you can just give us an email, too, and just add those things. It'll tell us a little bit about your back pain, how much you've spent trying to cure it, what you've done conventionally to try to cure it, and what you would be willing to pay for a back box that would do the same kind of thing that Jeff's story is talking about. Now, there is a warning here. Usually it takes more than once. We've had people, and we guarantee the back box, we've had people who buy the back box, use it once, get their back pain under control, and then send the thing back and want their money back because they think using it once will do it. But if you continue to do the same thing you've done to cause the back pain in the first place, the back pain's going to come back. And this one person said, I'm ashamed to tell you that my back pain went away and I sent the box back to get my money back because I thought that's all it was going to take was one time, and I didn't want to keep it if my back pain was gone away. And she said, now I need it back. I need to buy it back. And she said, I'll never send it back to you again. Okay, we also need your personal information for the drawing, your email or some way to get in touch with you, because if you're a winner, we won't have any way to send the box to you. And then we'll have you on the show, and you can talk about what it did for you. Thank you, Jeff. We have another caller on the line. Thank you a lot
for
calling in.
Bless you all. Take care.
Bye now. Yes. Okay, we have a caller on line two.
Hi, Sherry.
Who am I talking to?
This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling in. I heard a wonderful story about you.
I'm Ralph in Sassatusatola. How are you?
Pardon?
How are you?
I'm great. I heard this great story about you today, or last week. Kathy called me and talked to me about your back pain, so why don't you share that information with the audience?
I will. Okay. I've had a pinched nerve for about 9 or 10 months. I've been going to the chiropractor twice a week. And getting better, but not really better. It's the T1. It's the T1 between the C7 and the T2. Twice a week I've been going. This has been the worst pain of my life. I had sciatica once, and I got over that, but this is the worst. And I'm extremely healthy, you know, and like everything else, but I have this. So 4 days ago, I started using the tone box and four different frequencies. One was I think the C7 and the T2. You know, the problem is when I go to the chiropractor, he can't get the T1 back in alignment. It's not cracked. It's not, you know, this was not because of an accident. It's stuck out of alignment, and the chiropractor cannot get it back. So after speaking to Ralph and Kathy, we thought we'd do this. But anyway, 4 days ago, I started listening to the tone box frequencies, and we found which frequencies to use. We also used the muscles by the spine, whatever, and one more, which I'm not sure. Anyway, and every time I use the tone box, I feel better. Now, okay, you know, the other gentleman only did it once, and he was better for you know me. I felt better, but I still have to use the box, for a while. So I've been using it for 4 days, and I feel better. In fact, I'm getting a tone box soon because from what I understand, it's good if you use it a little bit twice a day. I've only been using it once a day, and the pain is much less. In fact, after only 4 days of using the tone box, for my problem, the pinched nerve and T1, last night was the first night in a long, long time I did not take a pain reliever going to bed. So that's progress right there. And in fact, I've not taken a pain reliever today. So no aspirin or Tylenol last night and none today. So I'm extremely happy, and I'm getting a tone box, and I plan to listen to it, you know, twice a day until I'm more better.
How much money did you spend trying to get rid of this back pain?
Okay, the two modalities that I used was the chiropractor, and that's been you know thousands and thousands of dollars. And along with that, I've gotten many massages, because you know, I was in so much, as I said, you know, I have been in so much pain. It's affected my life, my business, my social life, everything. It's just you know when you're in real pain like all the time, it really affects your life. Okay, so thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, maybe $3,000 on I get a discount at the chiropractor I go to. So you know $3,000 on the chiropractor, and on the massages, that's another, you know, that's probably $4,000, or like at least, you know, or at least $3,000, probably $3,000 to like $2,500 on the massages. And, you know, because
Greg, if somebody tried to take your tone box away from you now, what would you do?
I'd buy five and keep them hidden.
Good answer.
I'm a smart guy. I would buy five and keep them hidden.
You sound so happy, Nikki is saying. Is it because you're out of pain now?
Yes. Well, okay. I'm out of pain now. A few hours ago, I had pain, and I'm going to use the tone box after I hang up. You know, I'm getting a new tone box. In fact, I'm going to be on the list for your new tone box, which is coming out, the new one, which holds more. So I'm not only getting this tone box, to what I'm getting now, for now, I'm getting a new tone box. I'll be on the list. You know, the newest version, because I've always known sound therapy works. I mean, I read a lot of books. I know quite a few people, and sound therapy works. It just works. I've known a lot of people who've gotten better, and I'm getting better, I would not buy another tone box if I wasn't getting better, and I did not think that it didn't work.
Well, it sounds great, Greg. We're very happy for you, and thanks for calling in. And please submit your story to our survey. And send us an email to vocalprofiling@gmail.com. Tell us a bit about your back pain and, you know, how it started, how it limits you, how much you've paid. We'll put your name in the hopper, and you may get a back box for free.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're done?
We're done. Oh. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Talk to you later. Bye. Now, back pain is experienced by about 65% of adult population at some time in their life. That's a lot of people. And most of the time, people can't get rid of it, like the chiropractors, the massage, the hospital stay, the drugs. It's just not working. And people try all different kinds of things, and we want to know in the survey, too, what they have tried. It's the number one reason for missing work. So if you know of any factories or places like that would be a good place to take one of these tone boxes and try it out. Well, I looked today on the internet. There's about 2 million references just to back pain. I put that in quote. That's a lot of people posting a lot of information about back pain. Now, what we're doing is using sound to massage the muscles in the back. Now, this doesn't work for surgery or something like that, but just for normal kind of back pain and stress, it will work to take the pain away. And most of the time, it'll take away about 90% of the pain in less than 5 minutes or so. But we work on other kinds of muscle pain and issues also. Bailey, one of the things that you've talked about several times, I've heard you to several people, you have a favorite case that deals with eye muscles. Would you talk about that a minute?
Yes. My favorite client, can I say his name?
Yeah.
This is Robert Day.
We have another caller? Okay. Hold on a second,
Bailey.
Okay, caller, line two, you're on the air.
Hi, Sherry, this is Kathy. For those of you who don't know, I'm one of Sherry's students, and I was around when Sherry began to develop the sounds that she uses on the back, so I kind of got to get experimented on. And I got to tell you, this was, a good 5-6 years ago. We were on our way out to a sound conference with Sherry out in Ohio, and for us it's about a 10-hour drive. My husband and I take turns driving while the kid hopefully sleeps in the back. Anyway, just before we left, my husband managed to pull his back. And he was moaning and groaning and moaning and groaning. And Drew and I looked at each other and we thought, should we put him out of his misery? What are we going to do? We're going to have to drop him off the side of the road. Ralph went running to a chiropractor who told him it was going to be 2 weeks of serious pain. And we thought, oh, no, this is not good. We are not going to be able to drive out to Ohio with him. We're definitely going to be dumping him at the side of the road. And then we spoke with Sherry. And Sherry gave me certain sounds that she uses in this back box and said, try these on Ralph. Well, Ralph listened to those sounds all the way out to Ohio. By the time we got there, his back was feeling so good. I don't think he needed them much that weekend. But they just went to work. I would say within 10 minutes, he had incredible relief. And he just continued listening to these same sounds all the way out there. He never took that tone box off. And it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. It was as though nothing had happened. We swear by that, those sounds now, and we always have them handy in a tone box. And, this is a wonderful little device.
So a chiropractor said 2 weeks, and this fixed
yes.
it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I have to say, you know, we have to, not everyone reacts the same way, but I have never seen anyone who didn't react at all. Everyone gets some relief. Some people get immediate, total relief, but everyone seems to get at least some relief, and a lot of people get a lot of relief. Since that weekend, you have worked with these sounds and you have honed them and you have added others, and the box is now much more sophisticated than it was back then, and back then it was good, so now it's great.
I love the
so,
name.
This is something that everyone should have. They really should. It's a wonderful little device, and I know you're going to be coming up with lots of other wonderful devices, and because I know the stuff you're working on now, and you got to hurry up with that one with the gray hair. And so it's just great, and I just had to tell you that little story.
Great. Thank
okay.
you for calling, Kathy.
Okay, have a great evening.
Thanks for calling. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Okay, have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. I think this is student call-in day. Oh, well, Greg's not a student. He's a client. He's one of Kathy's clients, and when she called and told me how happy he was, now he's dancing around and he can move and he's wonderful. We see that so much here. And we started to talk about your favorite client that sort of amazed you, and it was about Ima. So we can start over so people can follow the story.
Okay. Well, his name was Robert Day, and he originally came to us for macular degeneration, and right before his appointment, I called him, and he said he thought he was developing cataracts. When he came for his appointment, he, you know, just explained to us what was going on and showed us the grid area that he couldn't see, and within, how long was he?
Well, she's talking about a test. We
Sorry.
Put black and white squares in front of people, and we have them draw the spot they can't see, the outside line of what they can't see, and then we give them sounds, and that space that was dead begins to fill in. Okay, go ahead.
Within probably 2 to 3 minutes of listening to a couple different tones, he was already having great improvement with what he could see on the grid, telling us stories about how he can't see at a certain point while he's driving. He has to follow with the traffic.
You mean this guy was driving blind?
Yes. He couldn't see until a certain point ahead of him, and then telling us about going to the grocery store and having to have the pharmacist come out from behind the counter and get his vitamins and stuff that he was taking for him because he couldn't read the bottles. And when he left here on the second day, he was reading off the names of bottles to us that we had.
Tell the story about how he couldn't tell if you had glasses on.
Oh, we were doing tone trials. I was standing behind Sherry, and he says, "Oh, Sherry, you have glasses."
He could see my face.
Yeah, he couldn't see face details before, and after we had listened to the tones for a while, he started noticing little details like that.
That's a little detail. One of those fascinating things, and you followed this case because you love it, and you've called him and kept up, and he said, "Oh, now I can see street signs. You know, this guy was driving, and he didn't know where he was going." That's amazing to me that he couldn't read what was happening.
He said he would try to pick up things off the floor in his house because of the spots that he saw, and now he doesn't do that anymore, but before he kind of made a mockery of it.
Is he continuing to improve now?
Every day, and he's coming back to see us just because he wants to.
We're going to ask him to come to our open house. We should announce that here in March. We're going to have an open house for any of you who just want to come and visit and see what's going on here. Okay, one of the things in dealing with this is you have to be careful with the sounds. Like in your eye guy's case, if he gets too much of the sound, it will reverse, so we have to follow him along. But there's some generic sounds, like the little back box. It's very generic. It works on almost anybody. But there are times when it works too well. We had a case of this one guy came in, had lower back pain, and, you know, we gave him the back box, and it fixed his back. And he took that opportunity to enjoy himself with his girlfriend because he hadn't been able to do that because his back hurt. And he enjoyed himself so well, I don't know how to put this politely, that he ended up having to wear the box most of the time. And the pain is there to tell you something that says, don't use this part of your body because it hurts. And I want to rest a while, that's why I'm showing you the pain. Well, if the sex wasn't enough, he went out and loaded a load of firewood in a truck, and boy, by the time he got here, the next day, he was in really bad shape. So you can overdo this, is my point with it.
What you're saying is people feel so good they think they can hold up the world.
That's a good way to put it, Nikki. Do you have a favorite case that you've seen here?
That
deals with muscles or anything?
I have too many. I mean, every day is an exciting favorite. My favorite, and everybody's probably already heard this story, is Miss Dora. She's an 81-year-old African-American lady, and she lived through segregation, and she had 13 children, and I spoke with her for quite a while. And she wanted to write her first novel and her life story, and she had tremors so bad she couldn't do that. And we worked with her one day, and she came back the next day, and she was as steady as a rock. And the world would really be hurting if her story wasn't told, if her manuscript wasn't written with all that history in it. And we're going to have that story because her hands are steady now and she can type.
All right. I love that story. But we want to tell you that we have a chart that we can, if you call in and get your vocal print done, and we do these on the air all the time, we have a chart that we can tell from your vocal print what part of your back, what vertebrae is hurting. For instance, in a case of T1 that Greg that called, we're looking at the ileocecal valve, we're looking at immune system, we're looking at maybe his use of copper. So we can tell you what's going on by the note of this chart that's missing. I don't think we can give him this chart, can we?
No.
It's got frequencies on it. Is this posted anyplace on our website?
Sell it.
You sell them this chart? This is only for practitioners,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's a practitioner chart. We can get it without the numbers.
We can make one?
Mm-hmm.
So if any of you want one of these charts that tells what the spine does, you could also just send us an email requesting it. Vocal profiling. I wanted to say .com because that's where we send everybody. At gmail.com. Also, the survey. The questions on the survey that Bailey has put together. How often do you experience pain? What is the rate of your pain, like 1 being nothing and 10 being extreme? Where do you typically feel the pain? How much money do you think you've spent over the last few years trying to treat this? What brings your back pain on? And how much would you be willing to pay to alleviate the back pain for good? And what you've done so far, over the counter, prescription, massage, chiropractic. We want to do a survey because we want to see if we can make this available or take this information to your chiropractor, to a massage therapist, to whoever you think would be interested in buying this kind of product so we can get this on the market. We think this is health freedom, and I'm really tired of things like, okay, you got a back pain, so they're going to put you in a hospital and put you in traction and give you horrible medications when they could help you very easily just with sound.
Flexoril. Have you ever had to take Flexoril for back pain?
No.
It's a muscle relaxer.
What's it do to you?
Oh, my gosh. Flexoril. It makes you loopy.
As
yeah,
in, you not walk, or?
You go to bed, and you stay there. You can't do anything.
As in, muscle relaxer doesn't just work on your back, and
it works everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're out. You're gone. And who wants to do that? Who wants to feel that way? When you can put on some headphones and do your thing while your back is feeling better.
Nikki, you've been working on a couple of projects other than back pain. We have a few minutes left in our time. Can you talk about that?
I am so excited about the weight loss project. I have worked on myself, and I have lost 31 pounds. I don't know. Some people may be keeping up with that, but 31 pounds, yay! Aren't you guys excited? 31 pounds!
So in a booster section here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I did was I started with the nutrition program, which is a 30-second voice sample, run through our programs, and we can tell what nutrition somebody may or may not need, what is high or low in their system. I started with that program, and I started taking the supplements I needed that my body was lacking. And that was a lot of weight issues, and it was energy issues. It was even mental function. So it helped in all those areas.
Did it stop you from eating things that weren't good for you?
You know, when I had what my body needed, I stopped craving what it didn't need. I stopped craving chips, and I know we would go to the store and get salty and sweet. And we'd go home and we'd be eating big old Hershey bars and a bag of chips all at once. And I don't even remember the last time. Cookie dough. We ate cookie dough all the time. I can't even remember the last time we had cookie dough. It would make me sick to think of putting it in my mouth now. I couldn't do it.
31 pounds is a lot. How long did that take?
Well, it's taken 6 months, but I'm glad that it's not rapid because it's coming off and it's staying off.
Do you feel deprived at all?
I don't feel deprived at all. And, you know, I crave good stuff, like salmon. And when I think about eating at McDonald's or one of those places, I'm just kind of sick to my stomach. I think about a nice big salad. Just because my body has what it needs, I don't crave all that yucky stuff. But there's a second part. Then I began to work on some of my anxiety and depression issues, and we found that I was lacking, some of my receptors were clogged, and I was lacking some other things. So, actually, you found the tones for those things and found that they were related to retaining weight. So when I started hearing those tones, that weight started coming off. So
you were at a plateau, and then that helped you get further?
Yes, and then more weight. So now I have the right nutrition, and I'm getting some of the tones I need that tell my body I don't have to store that weight in places that I shouldn't. And that, it's just amazing, the progress. And I haven't really changed my diet. I didn't eat a lot of crap, but I did eat crap. And I didn't change my exercise. I haven't changed a whole lot of my routine. I just listen to my tones, and I take my supplements, and the weight's coming off. And I'm excited to think that we can help people be healthy and thin, not skinny, but thin, so that they can move more freely and have more energy and more breath and be happy with themselves.
So this has just become routine for you?
Yes.
And what you've noticed is more energy? Is that the main thing?
Way more energy. When I, 6 months ago, you said you don't have energy because it's there, you make yourself have it. And just 1 or 2 months ago, you said your energy is there. You have it because it's there. You're moving freely because your energy is there. I want everyone to feel that energy.
Are you going to make this program available to everyone?
I have to make it available. We have to help these people.
You want to do a show about this?
Let's do a show. I want to get in touch with Heather. I want to do a show on Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Can we talk Heather into it?
Well, I'm pretty sure that we can. You just want people to call in? Like, people could call in to the show and we could look at their vocal print?
Yeah, let's do that.
And see what's going on with it? Are you really ready? Is the database ready enough to do that?
We have some touches to put on. We have some finishing touches. And, I mean, am I jumping the gun?
Well, there's so many ways or reasons people gain weight. I mean, back pain is because you hurt yourself, probably, or you've told yourself you have too heavy a load or something like that. But for diet, we've been working on diet here for about 10 years. And there's so many different ways to look at it. It can be emotional. It can be biochemical. It can be structural. It can be just bad habits, bad diet. So there's so much. That's probably the reason it's a multi-billion-dollar area, because no one person has all the answers. But we've been able to look at cortisol and dopamine and serotonin and all the other biochemicals, and we've divided people into areas. You've got weight issues for this reason, you have them for this, and you have them for this. I don't think any other program is available to do that. That's the best thing, I think, about vocal profiling, because we can look at the person holistically.
You know what's good about it? It's that you don't have to keep buying these pills. You don't have to keep buying these meals and eating these special things. It's one time you purchase the program and you get the tone box, and it can be adjusted to whatever your needs are at the time. And that's the best thing about it, is that it's not constant shelling out for food, for pills, for this and for that. It's a one-time thing, and it's going to help you for the rest of your life.
there is a commercial on that says, are you worth $154? And it's about a diet pill.
Yeah.
And I've heard of other people paying $200 and $300 for diet pills that didn't work anyway. It was just messed up their metabolism, and once they went off the pill, they got crazy. And we've had people come in here that are on these meal plans you're talking about, and they're full of these fat eliminators, and it causes a lot of digestive upset, causes a lot of diarrhea. And we had one lady that had diarrhea for like 2 months, and the doctor couldn't figure out what was wrong with her, and it was this diet plan that she was on where they purchased this food. So we will talk more about that next week. Any of you who want to join us for that show and call in, we will do your vocal print right on the air.
Now, where do they find the survey for the free back box?
Yes, we should absolutely talk to them about that. Either send us just a email telling us about your experience with your back pain, how much you've spent over the years or months to try to get rid of it, just your story. Or you can go to Nutrisound.com under media and fill out the survey. Or we've also posted the survey on bbsradio.com. Go to station number 2 Thursday evening and go to show information. Or if you can't find any of those, just call us, 740-698-9119. And join us next week, and we're going to talk about the diet project. And you guys can get in touch with us, and we will do your profile and see if we can tell you why you're having diet issues. I've lost some weight, too, and so I'll talk about that next week.